Tito coming down in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians conclude this two-game series here in Cincinnati before taking on the Reds tomorrow night in Cleveland. And Tito, one of the things, I guess, didn't think much about it until I saw your comments after the game. Obviously, the Indians lost, but Scott Feldman was pitching like he was Roger Clemens out there, but he had a little help. Is this a tough ballpark here in the early innings?
Yeah, very tough. It goes from when the sun's out, you know, and every ballpark has a hitter's background, but the hitter's background is so bright, so it's really hard to see. Now, saying that, I'm not taking away anything from what, because they had to do the same thing, and they scratched out a couple runs early. Just as you could tell, I mean, we had, first five guys struck out. It's hard. Again, it wasn't like that the whole game, and we only scored one. But it is hard, and it's hard in a lot of ballparks. In our ballpark at home, when we have those 6 o'clock starts, if it's sunny, that first three innings is tough.
Well, and we've talked about it. You come into a National League park, and you're handcuffed. But last night, you did have your big bats in there, and Santana and Encarnacion just seemed like, were they trying maybe to do too much, Tito?
We got in situations where they were coming up, and, you know, we couldn't get anything done. And when Carlos hitting that double play, it was a big part of the game because we got the guys up we want and we got men on and, you know, and then it went away in a hurry. But those things happen. That's baseball. And, I mean, Feldman can do that with the best of them, is get a ground ball. So we'll try it again tonight, you know, and see if we can be one run better tonight and get the heck home.
Tito, the one thing about Carlos Santana, he may not be Roberto Clemente or Hank Aaron in right field, but it's not for a lack of effort. I think some of us wondered if he killed himself, but there he is making diving plays all night long.
And after that, he made the diving play to come in. You know, I think when we all saw it, we kind of thought the worst at first. I mean, it looked like he really hit that wall hard. And you worry about a knee or a head, and it was more his back, which took the brunt of it. But I think it just kind of shook him up and knocked the wind out of him because he came up, and after he shook the cobwebs out, he goes, I'm okay, and he stayed in, and he's fine today.
Tito, you know, there are a lot of guys that are in their walk year, and he will be a free agent, that would say, I'm not going out there. I'm not going to embarrass myself. It never looks like Carlos is afraid of anything or trying to protect his image or his free agent year or anything of that nature. He's come a long way, hasn't he?
I think that's a very astute assessment. I agree with you. He has come a long way. And for him to, like, say, volunteer to go out there, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I know he's going to give you everything he has, as you saw last night. And, you know, it's not going to be all the time. But when we need to do it, I'm okay doing it.
What about your memories coming to this place? I mean, it's not where you played at Old Riverfront. You played for Pete Rose. I mean, even that now seems hard to imagine that Pete was a manager at one time.
I don't think the younger people realize what a great baseball town this is. I mean, they always had the home opener, and it was like a national holiday. And I only spent the 1 year here, and I didn't do very well. But I got a chance to play on opening day, hit a home run. Like I said, wow. Played for Pete. And it was just, I mean, a lot of good memories wrapped up into 1 year. But I was so impressed with how much they love baseball.
What can you tell us about Pete? What was it like playing for him?
Well, you know, I had been his teammate before in Montreal. So I knew him. That's probably how I got over there. Great teammate. I mean, my goodness, you know, doesn't miss anything. And when I played for him, I was terrible. I mean, I had a horrible year. But I would have tried to run through that wall for him. And so when people talk about Pete, I'm probably, even though I know there was mistakes made, I probably err on the side of I love him so much that it's just hard for me to ever be critical of him.
Was he a good manager?
Yeah, he good. He baseball was just so easy for him. You know, he saw everything, and he saw it in slow motion.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and the Reds coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And the Manager's Minute. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute. I don't know, Terry, is this a two-game series? Is it a continuation of a four-game series? But it's the Indians and the Reds in Cleveland tonight. And I'm guessing for you, when it's interleague play, if you're going to do this, you'd like these games consecutively, don't you?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I mean, I got in here today and I was doing some work and I was like, oh man, I got to get ready for the next series. We're just playing them at home, the same guys. And I actually don't mind it at all. Because we don't play them very often, if you play them two different times, it's a lot more preparation. So it's okay. Again, the league is doing some things, try to do it for fans. And this is one instance where I think it actually helps the teams too.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.